Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Michael Braid is showing visitors the bed and breakfast he owns in Stewart.
If you had dropped the wall, where it
he named it the Sam Matthews House in honor of a pioneer builder who lived in it a century ago. It's one of eight buildings to be featured Saturday in the 23rd annual Historic Home and Building Tour put on by Stewart Heritage. The tour will focus on two neighborhoods near downtown, the Fraser Addition and Potsdam, which was the original name of Stewart. Historian Alice Luckhart said Matthews first helped Henry Flagler build one of his grand hotels in Palm Beach.
He had an opportunity to build some of the estates up in this area, especially off of Sewell's Point. He just loved the area after he'd been working up here.
He must have been farsighted because this was early in the last century, like 1903, something like that.
He came to this area about 1906, 1907.
What would he have seen when he came to Stewart at that time?
A lot of fishing and, of course, pineapples everywhere. That wouldn't die out till about the 20s.
Were they in this area that we're standing in, pineapple fields? And we're in what's called the Fraser Addition.
There has not been an area within this whole vicinity that I've found that didn't have pineapple fields at one time. People were shipping them right off of the railroad up north, and they were in big demand not only in the United States but in Europe.
What kind of builder was Sam Matthews?
Sam was a builder who wanted pride in what he showed off. He worked hard. He had a lot of workers who were glad to work for him. He apparently paid fair wages, and the work has stood up all these years.
He had multiple jobs going at once.
Yes. He had the reputation of having it all in his head, that he could figure something just by looking at it. He could figure out the math of it and give someone an estimate almost on the spot.
One of the nice things about this neighborhood is that you can tell that people have preserved it. I'm sure it's not the same as it was.
It's actually as much the same as it was as you could find. Obviously, there have been things added and some things subtracted, but not a lot subtracted. And what's neat is it was the little bedroom community to the big city, and everybody lived here. The candlestick maker, the shoemaker, whatever, so it was neat.
The bedroom community to downtown, which is just a couple blocks away?
To downtown. And you got to remember, back then, there was usually only one of everything. There was probably one dentist, one pharmacist, one doctor. So they all lived in their little community. So they probably all dined together or played softball together. It was a nice little community.
If Sam Matthews were still alive, what would you want to ask him?
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask him what he thinks of the things we've done to the house, which in today's world are very nice to be able to walk out onto balconies, which didn't have. I would hope that he would appreciate that anything we've done to the house, we've tried to do and replicate the period of the time and the way he built it. I'd also like to know how it was to live here then. If you think back, the houses that these guys built, they're still here. Through all of the hurricanes, through everything, we built some new stuff in the 70s that's gone already.
Everybody talks about Dade County pine. Is that what this house was made of?
Absolutely. It's an interesting wood. Apparently, as it dried out, the sap was almost like a petrifier. It's like a piece of rock.
And a termite doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, they don't enjoy the Dade County pine. They like the new wood that we put in. They go right for that.
But this house has obviously never been harmed by storms or termites.
No storms. There are some termites still living in the old barn board.
They had character, right?
That's right, and it's been almost 100 years and it's still here, so they're not eating very much.
The Historic Home and Building Tour goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. People can visit the sites in any order. The tour brochure, which serves as a ticket, is available at the Stewart Heritage Museum on Flagler Avenue for $15. The tour is a fundraiser for the museum. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida. That's a place I long to be.